those things is the implementing is what I was going to say, but of 80 and out, the offering to those
right
individuals. And as I understood, Rick, I think Rick sent me an email back, 6 weeks to 2 months ago, that said something about it would cost us around $31,000 to enter the program.
I don't even remember, Danny.
But anyway, I didn't know whether that would be something that we might ask those people if they would be interested in considering, and what their salaries would be versus, you know, and they may not even be interested. But we have talked over the years about that.
Well, I thought it was like $100,000.
Well, I think we ran the numbers. I thought it was 79.
I want to say 70, 78, 79, something like that, but I don't know.
Last time
we sent them back to look, because we thought 31, 30-ish, and then we sent them back to look, and I thought it was in the upper 70s.
Maybe right, because it was, didn't they give you a percentage?
Percent and a half of your total salary.
Whole salary.
I don't remember. Don may have those.
Okay, well, that's just something I thought of over lunch. I just thought about the, you know, we've discussed, we threw everything, you know, kind of out on the table, kitchen sink and all, and I just thought that might be something that we could look at.
One guy, maybe a couple of guys that would be.
But we don't have to do that program. We can create our own program.
I don't think you could.
I mean, that's, you know, the thing is,
say, hey, you're ready to retire, and you could take that $80,000.
So I'm going to pick up where we left off. We're back in session, aren't we, Chuck?
Yes, call's back to order. Before we get into our budget, so I don't forget, Joanna from the auditor's office. Oh, are you ready?
He's ready. Yeah, he's ready. I got to tell him to get ready because it's an emergency here.
We've got an issue. Joanna missed the UMB payment, $82,287.75. And this would be for the Bee Creek sewer, I assume, maybe?
It's Bee Creek, or it's the sewer. I'm not sure whether it's Bee Creek or not, but it's the sewer bonds.
But we need a sprinkler because it's an emergency. We're not able to post it in time to get it paid before the year end, and the availability of the commissioners and all that.
Joanna asked if it would be okay to wait till next week, and they told her no, it needed to be postmarked by December.
Motion to do so, to make that payment on an emergency basis.
Second.
With the minutes sprinkled.
Sprinkle those minutes. Why it's an emergency.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay.
If you're out there, Joanne, I'm signing as you hear me.
The a couple things I wanted to clarify, just so I can be quoted properly on the radio. The $350,000 I referred to included benefits. So if you really do the numbers, it's really closer to $275,000 to $300,000 in salaries. If we reduce that salary line item, the benefits would come down correspondingly, which would add up to that about that same difference. So
Jim, are they in?
They're different
line
items.
They come out of line items, different line items. But
if we were just to reduce $300,000 safely from the road and bridge salary line item,
okay,
the difference in the reduction would actually hit different line items, loggers, Social Security, medical, dental, it all would taper up. That would add up to $50,000 or so. So we need to look for $300,000 in salaries or $350,000 in other expenses.
In our regular, like we went through before.
Right. So I think Chuck had mentioned before going, we took a recess, was he wouldn't know if we wanted to go through this again. And I'm open to whatever you guys want to do. But
I don't even remember saying that now. But
okay.
That's fine. We can go through it again. My leaning is slept on it, so to speak, all lunchtime. I'm still where I'm at.
Okay.
The most current, which would, if the numbers are right, and we probably ought to verify them, would be an $800,000 deficit, that we'd be spending that much more than we're expecting to take in. And really nothing different to say except that we're right. budgeting for all those employees this coming year, and we're going to have to work, start next week, on what are we going to do? How are we going to continue to trim it down?
Right.
And there's been a number of points that don't go along with that, and I understand your points. And but again, my point is that up till today or yesterday, we had not been putting the message out that we were looking at layoffs. And one other thing, I mean, I'll give somebody else a shot. Nanny brought up the bridge, and we voted, it looks to be in January or maybe February of 08, to spend $5.1 million on the bridge. And I handed you guys, just for fun, somehow I didn't find the 07, but I got 04 through 08 appropriation order, and it shows the balance. For January 08 would be $10,693,000. And the point in all my conversation here is that the county commission decided, because MoDOT clearly said they were going to close the bridge and people would have a 10-mile detour, 8 or 10 miles, whatever the detour length is. My opinion is if it was half of our balance at that point when we made that vote, and thankfully, stimulus money came along after the long process and paid for that bridge, and there's not a dime coming out of our budget. End of point there, so. Where do we go from here? Who wants to speak now?
I believe...
Somebody have a good solution over lunch.
Oh, I mean...
Or a different solution.
I had a good lunch.
Hey, I forgot to warn you guys. I brought my calculator.
All right. Here, he's ready. I believe that, as unpopular as it is, with the reduction in the cold mix, hot mix, and other parts of it, we're going to have extra people less productive because they have less duties to do. And I think that we need to reduce the salaries line item by $300,000 and have Frank go find out who is ready to retire and who's ready to leave. And I mean, we're gonna say we lose three people to attrition next year. Well, then he just needs to find three or four more people, and or five people or six people. But my thing is the correlation between the maintenance program, which is the chip and seal and the overlay, directly relates to the number of personnel we've got. And if we have less money to spend on that, then we have more people standing around. So okay. my suggestion is reduce the salaries by $300,000.
And okay. What you're saying then is to turn it over to Frank.
To come back with suggestions of where he's going to see that cut.
After, if we make that a part of the budget, then he comes back at the, say, 2 weeks into the new year and
gives us his
recommendations.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not prepared to say this employee is more valuable and this employee is less valuable. I don't know the employees from productivity and what their job duties are. Frank obviously knows that, and his supervisors know that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying. If we go 300,000 in salaries, 50,000 of that additional will come out of benefits. And I just don't
And Jim, your point being that if you do that, then next year we're not looking at $350,000. We'd be looking at
we're still negative.
Multiple. It would be multiple, more than $700,000 because of all the other things that are involved.
Well, just keep in mind,
if we stayed flat, Danny, we're going to have to look at maybe cutting next year.
Yeah.
If we do what we hope will happen, I hope the economy is going to come back. I would see that maybe we would see $300,000-$400,000. We'll be thinking that we're going to see $300,000-$400,000 more, and in that case, we're going to be.
We're still negative.
We're still going to be looking at tightened belts, but probably not nearly so much.
Well, I mean, the economy needs to turn around, and we need to realize basically $7.1 million in sales tax revenue for us to break even with the suggestions that I'm saying. If we cut $300,000 out of salaries, $50,000 out of benefits, and sales tax revenues return to 7.1, the Road and Bridge then is operating at break even, which is where we need to get to.
Right.
Well, we'd like to be a little bit.
Now,
we'd like to have some savings put back, but right now, compared to where we are, I'd be happy with break even. But even if the economy doesn't turn around, we're still going to dip into the trust fund by at least $500,000.
Okay. And let me ask this question again, and I know you've answered it before, and but Road and Bridge is required by statute to have 3 to 4 million?
I don't think there's any requirement at all.
No.
Now, which one is the...
By statute is we have 3%. Is it
3% in GCR, right?
GCR.
Okay.
But not Road and Bridge.
Okay. That's the two I had mixed up, so that in case of a catastrophic something happening that was...
I think before you got here, Danny, the question was asked of Mr. Ratterman, as an engineer at the time, what kind of balance should we carry? And that's where the $4 million came from.
Okay.
And we've just kind of hung on to it. But
yeah.
No, okay. State statute or
anything. All right. I thought it was maybe something that the state had.
Not that I'm aware of.
Jim, are you going to make that into the form of a motion? Are you going?
Well,
what are you?
I just wanted to have some discussion before I did that. I mean,
if
Rick, if I can interrupt, Danny.
Sure.
What we're looking at on the screen, are you comfortable with that number being correct?
Which one are you talking about?
I'm sorry, the $4,000,032.
Where are we at here?
Which would be our...
This number?
No, you had another.
I was looking at 2011, what our projections would be. That was 2011 I had up there. That right here?
Well, my question is, what do we expect our balance? That question was asked earlier.
Our projection balance would be $4,000,006. This is our balance. Let me hide this guy. Sorry, I didn't want to confuse it. But this is our balance
from our last go through.
Yes. This is what we talked about. Let me just hide this for a second here. Go back to simple here. This is our balances at the end of the year we project of this year. This is our balance next year at the end of the year.
If we don't
touch, this is without touching salaries.
Without touching salaries, we're going to have a $4,685,519.17 balance.
Correct.
You feel like that's right, Rick?
Well, I'd have to go through and look at all the formulas, but I can't imagine he would have changed one unless it was by accident.
I didn't change anything. I double-checked all the formulas.
And I, you know, so I can't tell you that. I've looked.
That's
at
250. That. Now 240, 245. Our balance will be 482. Let me hide this guy here.
So it's over $5 million.
Correct. We cut into that budget $210,000.
All right. Well, I'd like to make another argument here.
Okay.
We're looking at a $5 million balance without cutting salaries $300,000. Is that correct?
That was what.
Correct.
Yesterday.
Okay.
I'm going to have to look at your numbers because I don't have the same numbers on here. On either one of them. Same total.
Frank, old sir.
Yes, sir.
Hate to put you on the spot here, but you've been there a lot, so nothing new there. With the staff we have today, we got 600 miles of road, give or take. Is there not enough work to work our, when the weather's decent, of course, and not raining or snowing? Do we not have enough ditch cleaning and places where, as Danny mentioned earlier, water's running across the road that we need to maybe put in a culvert or clean a culvert? Do we not have enough work to keep our 80 employees busy?
I have been told by the supervisors that we could be cleaning ditches ongoing forever because of what Mother Nature does to them. With the reduction in materials that we've done here, it'll definitely reduce the chip seal that we do.
What do you have for total revenues?
But to answer your question,
everybody knows I'm arguing to not lay off employees, right. But tell it to me straight.
I think it would be difficult to keep everybody busy doing the types of things that we're talking, ditch cleaning.
Go down to the office. Really? Let me check them.
We started a ditch cleaning program about 18 months ago. It was supposed to last full time. It lasted, to my best guesstimate, about 3 months. And that was just two partial crews, one on each side.
So you said your crew chief said we could clean forever, but forever's here.
It's a never ending
and left some off there
to clean ditches. But it's also, you can get them all clean, and if you have a good weather spell for a year or two, you don't have that
total expenditures
that gets into it. It's a tough question to answer. It really is.
Oops, sorry.
But like I would
off about $20, so I guess something different than what it is.
With the reduction in cold mix of almost a half,
total other expenses,
we had two, sometimes three crews working
in there someplace.
Road prep alone in preparation for the chip seal.
So then you're going too fast.
Not having that material, we would eliminate a crew or two in doing the road prep because we wouldn't have the material to use to do that.
That.
One thing I did think of over lunch that I have instituted at other places of employment, but not here, on a rainy day, not a storm day where there's emergency type response and we need to close roads down, but on a typical rainy day, it's hard to do concrete work, it's hard to do dirt work, it's hard to do traditional construction things that we do. I have at times sent the majority of crews home and kept on duty what I would call a skeleton crew. What that does, it saves on fuel and it saves on labor costs. If they don't have the time in comp and a vacation to use, it would be a day without pay. But if there's no work, if you can't keep 82 people busy during a rainy day, because
that's what
weather
comp time is designed for, is to use comp time.
Right. So that's something I'd really like to look at this year is...
You haven't been doing that.
I have never sent anyone home here on a rainy day to this point in time yet. And if you have three or four rainy days in a row and it creates a weather condition to where typical construction activities cannot happen out there. So you have 82 people either cleaning the shop, cleaning their trucks, working on welding projects that they've been waiting to have the time to do.
It makes sense that that's something that needs to be implemented.
I think so.
Instead of...
That's 100,000 on the salt.
Busy work, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Scroll again.
So, Frank, we've reduced your chip seal program by 25%. What are those people going to do without increasing fuel consumption or rentals, because we cut that too?
While Frank's thinking, you reminded me of something with your question, and that is, may not be big dollars, I imagine that argument would come, but I think we've got vehicles going home at night that don't need to. And if we don't need them, we can sell them.
Okay.
The cost of the vehicle plus the fuel that's burned, savings, talking about saving the fuel.
How many vehicles go home at night?
I'm guessing at the we did this a few months ago that the number's between 6 and 8, including myself.
I mean, every little bit helps. That's just not going to be the big hit.
No,
we total now?
I'm $17,000 difference on that total other expenses. And I couldn't see it.
Where you had that rope down there, is those where you got 80 is, and you got 3 highlighted, is that 83 or is that 80 with 3 temps?
Where you at?
When you had 80 employees, did you have 80 with 3 temporaries or 83?
80 with 3
temps. 80 with 3 temps. Yeah. That's how.
So the temporaries, whenever their time.
I really thought all of our temporaries had finished their season already this year.
Well, they may be, but that's what they were on the payroll. That's how the. But if you go to, if you want to see exact people, here's the exact people who are being paid. I mean, there's the payroll people.
And those numbers aren't up to date.
I don't think so. I can tell you what they're being paid.
Because I know that there's.
Then if you go back to that payroll 11/30, the tab back.
Yeah.
The one that says PYRL 11/30.
Yeah.
It'll have in there, and you can scroll down and find Road and Bridge. It'll be 245, 250. You scroll past it. It'll have their annual salaries right there, and that's what we budgeted in for.
That's what you put in there, though. I mean, here they are, but. Well, the totals are right, though. I think you down here at the bottom, you added up the totals for the. Where is that? Here's that number. That. Plus. That's 252.09, that's the number.
None of these things are fun to talk about. I've also dealt with issues where the county and or city has closed offices every other Friday without pay for the year. That would save a significant amount of money in operational costs and in
Salaries.
You mean 32-hour weeks? Is that what you're saying?
The one I was associated with was in every other Friday. There are some out there, like the state of Utah right now, I believe, is a 4-day work week. Nationwide, there's many variations of the subject that I'm talking about right now.
What?
Help me out here, because this doesn't sound right, because we're without a payroll cut, we're looking at $5 million balance at the end of 2010.
Correct.
And we're talking about, without a payroll cut, we're talking about spending $800,000 more than what we expect to take in.
Correct. This budget in the yellow is $800,000 more than the revenue.
And your thought is take $300,000 to get it to $500,000
because the
deficit.
Right.
And so, but it seems like not long ago, just days ago, or yesterday, we were talking that if we didn't make a big change, and we did make $1 million change today.
Mm-hmm. $1.2 million.
All right, we made $1.2 million. But I think the comment was we would be negative next year.
Without the changes, correct.
So, but if you put the $1 million that we cut back in, that means we would only end up with $4 million left over next year.
I think my statement was at the end of 2011, we would be zero. And that's where we would have been.
You're going a year farther than you are, Chuck.
Remember in the session we had with Frank before, the week prior, what my concern was, we were on a collision course to be broke at the end of 2011 because I did a projected 2011 budget, and that put our trust fund balance down into a couple hundred thousand total.
Okay, humor me. Again, the way it looks right now, we're looking at $5 million left over at the end of 2010.
Correct.
Okay. So just for fun,
let me tell you where your difference is before you go any farther. We cut $1 million today, but yesterday you cut more than $1 million.
Treat it.
Okay.
That's where the difference is. That's what you're missing.
Okay, what did we cut yesterday?
I'd have to look. I don't have those. About $1 million.
Bunch.
All right.
I bet you got more than $1 million.
All right, let's see if that's right. Just humor me out here just a second. So let's say we cut $2 million. So that would end us up at the end of 2010 with $3 million balance. And we're spending $800 more. If we continue on that route of spending $800,000 more,
uh-huh.
Let's round it off at $1 million. We're spending $1 million more
yep.
than we're taking in. So at the end of 2011, we'd be down to $2 million.
Right.
Right?
Right.
2012, we'd be down to $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
2013, we'd be zeroed out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if we did. We've got a lot of time, I guess is my point, to start whittling down attrition, see where the, I don't want to count on the economy. If the economy will not change,
but
I think
we won't see $1 million in the economy.
And I agree. I don't think we ought to look at an increase. I think we ought to just figure it flat, and that's what we've been talking about. But we're talking 2013 before we use up our surplus. And I'm not saying, don't take me wrong, I'm not saying we ought to do that. I think we ought to have the $4 million balance or five, whatever, and that's what we're going to have. By doing the cuts we've done, we're ending up with a $5 million balance.
I understand your argument, Chuck, but I go back to this. This is what I've heard 1, 2, 3 say, and I don't know you got this yet. You cut the work out, but you're still going to pay the people. Even though the work's not there.
So it's almost like...
That's what's happening if you don't cut personal.
The question I asked Frank, and...
Let's put back in $1 million for oil and rocks so that we can work them all. If that's the way we're going to look at it, let's, instead of having a $5 million cushion, let's have a $4 million cushion and put that money back in there and work them all, and our roads will be better and the whole bit.
I believe that's fiscally irresponsible.
Okay.
I mean, our job is to balance a budget, and we're not doing it. And this, I think we're. I haven't heard what the guys are going to do with a 25% reduction in chip and seal and in maintenance. What are these guys going to do, Frank?
I can't answer that today.
I would like to suggest that we put back in $1 million in oil and whatever it does, so there will not be a question that the workers have something to do. And it's not to keep the workers busy, it's to maintain our roads. And unless that's changed in the last day or two, we need slurry seal, we need chip and seal, we need all kinds of maintenance done. I mean, Frank was in here days ago showing us, here's what needs to be done, and there's lots of work to do.
I agree there's lots of work to do, but aren't we stretching, prolonging the inevitable by deficit spending?
Oh, yeah. If we put the $1 million back in, we'd be out back to 2011. We'd be without a budget.
By not hiring temporaries this summer, which we've done every year that I've been here, that's a $60,000 savings.
Okay.
By sending people home on a rainy day, using their comp time or even possibly without pay, due to the fact that they don't have the ability to work in the field on the asphalt, in the ditches, or dirt work, there would be a realized savings there that I couldn't even estimate right now. by stating no overtime unless it's approved by commission or myself or some authority, we've opted to allow overtime other than emergency reaction to Mother Nature for various projects throughout the year.
You brought up a point I wanted to clarify. Rick had, in his budget statement, said a hiring freeze, correct? I want to make sure we clarify what a hiring freeze is. If Frank loses an employee, we don't rehire that position. Is that what you mean?
That's what I mean.
I mean, there is no backfilling. So if any department loses a headcount, it's lost. That's how I understood it, right?
Well, that's not the way I read it. What I read you said was that it would be examined. It wasn't just a clear cut. You can't have, if you lose one, you're not going to be able to replace it. That's not what I read.
I think, and the reason I put that in there is I think as an elected official, you know, in my office, if I lost, for some reason or other, one of the girls moved out of state or something like that,
you'd have
one instead of two, I can get by maybe for a month or so. But I guarantee you, I'll lose the other one.
Right.
Give me somebody
so if we
back.
Say clear
and
cut.
That's the reason I put that in there.
Exactly.
But I believe
if there's an office that
I believe
you can.
If you don't definitely. Make sure everybody understands that rehire does not happen unless it's approved, you're going to have people trying to rehire as soon as they lose somebody. That's what's happened before.
Frank, I think some of your suggestions probably could add up to $300,000, but I still think I need to cut $300,000 out of your budget, and you figure out how you're going to... I think if we don't reduce headcount, then it has to be $350,000 out of the salaries. If we do reduce headcount, then it's just $300,000.
Well, headcount, if we use the base wage of $10 per hour, that comes to $20,800 per year plus benefits is about $26,000, so...
14 people.
Okay. I just wanted to get that out there.
14 people if you go from the lowest paid up.
Sure.
But there's some other people that, I mean, I would hope that you're going to evaluate everyone based off of their ability and their contribution to the county and evaluate the point that just because you're last hired doesn't mean you're going to be the first one to be considered. That if that was the avenue you were going to go, you would have to evaluate every individual, no matter how many days or years they were with the county. And that you would have to do an evaluation of across the board of how the structure is.
I think it would be good for Frank to explain what he can, best he can, what cuts in service to our roads is going to be with the cut in oil, materials, and the different things. Wash aside the employee issue for just a second, and we cut what $200,000 or $300,000,
25%
of the road oil. So is that we're going to cut chip and seal 25%?
If we just use round numbers based on the materials that have been cut, the 25% reduction in chip seal mileage would go from about 75 to 25.
So would I be right in saying that when you put off maintenance to the road, it's going to deteriorate? I think I've heard you say
yes.
That quicker.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That issue we talked about,
means
you need to let them know whether they can rehire now or not, because now we've got one that we feel unless you say no rehire.
Don't mention the name.
We're losing somebody today.
You mean they... resigned or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, let's say if you can read on there, don't read it out loud.
Sure.
So, I mean...
I didn't see what department it is. And let me look at it.
If you want to say, hey, our hiring freeze says you're going to wait to see if we need that rehired, when Dixie will be allowed to help you, I mean, like that. I knew that would be happening real quick.
The, the scenario we're talking about right now is reducing the number of miles of chip seal by 25% of, I believe that's would be reducing it by 30 miles. In doing that, you fall into what's called a deferred maintenance cycle, and the problem never goes away. The deferring maintenance means just that you're putting it off until another time in which you hope you'll be able to do that maintenance in better times. Does the condition of the asphalt change? It continues to deteriorate on its deterioration cycle, depending on what type of surface it is. A lot of government agencies are currently in a deferred maintenance cycle. MoDOT's reduced their budget from about $1.3 billion to just under $700 million.
But, I mean,
what was that?
$0.6 million. That's all. Wasn't it $0.6?
There's not an easy solution. It's not fun things to talk about.
I'm going to suggest we cut this to $1,650,000, $350,000 cut out of salaries, and leave the highlight. I can't, unless I change it, but I think we just cut $350,000 out of salaries, and Frank needs to come back and tell us how he's going to do it. If it's closing his shops down, you know, one day a week for a while, if it's, you know, I think you would know the best way to reduce that dollar figure. So I think that's where I'm at. I don't see how we can cut anything else to get us where we need to get. Because otherwise, we're still negative cash flowing $850,000 right now, the way if I did my numbers right. Danny?
I'm in total agreement with you, Jim. I cannot figure out any way. I mean, I've spent all night. I don't know whether I'm at a point where it's my mind is not absorbing any other places where we can cut. We went back through and cut places where I didn't even have cut last night.
The easiest way to do that is to go ahead and make that 2,000 transfer and just cut lower the salaries in 245. I mean, you can transfer whatever amount you want to, but the salaries in 245 needs to be lowered, so you need to lower.
Okay. Go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry. I was trying.
You know what? We left here yesterday knowing that we had to do something in a situation that none of us liked, and I'm sure that there's not a one of us that didn't lose sleep over it and thought about it. It's not a pleasant thing to do, but it's business. We have to operate this as if we were operating more than just our business. We have to operate the taxpayers and look out for them.
Humor me a minute here, Frank. On our chip and seal program, we've got road oil. And there was another line I thought we'd cut.
We did cut. Chuck, we cut it.
What materials?
Cold mix. Cold mix we cut back drastically.
Here's cold mix right here, Chuck. If you look at the screen there.
250 there. And it looks like we cut 150 out of road materials.
We cut also 150 out of equipment.
Okay, that.
125,000.
I'm not caring about that. What I'm fishing for is
What
have we cut to
the chip seal
materials
program
to have to cut 25% of our chip and seal back?
One would be the cold mix.
Got it. 250,000 there we cut.
The oil.
Oil. Road oil.
Yep, we cut it from 850 to 700.
Okay, lost 150 there.
Rock.
Rock and chips.
Rock was another.
Yeah, that's another 150.
Okay.
And the numbers that we're using today, our beginning numbers to cut off of, were actually on the low side of what a heavy chip seal season is. We've had chip seal seasons before where we've used $1.1 million worth of oil.
Right, but if you look at what we use this year.
Yes, sir.
Like road oil, we used 847. We were talking about 900. And rock was 740 we used, and we're talking about 800. And coal mix, we used 990, and we're talking about 1 million. So we should be able to do the same amount of work as we did this year. Was this a...
This was a 70-plus mile year of chip seal.
Okay. So instead of the million that I was harping on a little bit ago, if we added 550,000 that we cut, if we'd add 550,000 that we cut, which would lower our balance to 4.5 million instead of 5 million balance, and we could still maintain our chip seal program.
We had a just for conversation, we had a start time of middle of June because of the FEMA incident, whereas we would ordinarily start a chip seal project in May.
As soon as the weather clears.
Right. So the amount of mileage was pushed to a later date to try to get it in, right? I mean, because we did, we were actually trying to push 2 years of FEMA incidents into trying to get some mileage on some roads that we felt were in need, right?
Correct.
And we didn't get started till late June, I think, that was your report to us. But, mm-hmm. Because of the cleanup in the Pro-Tem and Cedar Creek Pro-Tem area and places like that.
The ice storm.
So.
Okay, I'll make a motion to add back into those three lines. The road materials back up to 850, and the chips to 750. And then the coal mix to 1 million.
I'm sorry, Chuck, I was daydreaming for a second there. Where's my time here? Said 750.
750 on rock and chips.
Okay. Oil?
Oil, 850. Okay. Coal mix a million. And that should be $550,000. Yep. $550,000 more than we'd cut it to.
That gets us approximately back to this year's actual?
That's just within just a very few dollars of actual. We spent $740 this year, bumped it to $750, spent $847, bumped it to $850, spent $990, bumped it to $1 million. So about $30,000 more. Have I left out something? As far as being able to provide materials to do another full year of chip seal?
Not right offhand, I don't see anything.
So you're just choosing to ignore the deficit?
No, I'm not ignoring it. I'm just not seeing it as drastic as you are. I agree with you. I mean, we got to work on it. And I go back to what I said before lunch. I think the three commissioners need to work with Frank and work at cutting things. And I would not be against 2 or 3 months from now looking at crews, and if we've got employees that are not needed, we give them some notice. And I mean, it's all, I feel terrible that we're talking about this stuff because we're in a budget crunch. We should have been working on it for years. I mean, we're all sitting here together. But anyhow, my point is, I'm not against lowering our crew if we don't need them. But I am pushing, no need, needless to say, of just making a big cut in our budget to satisfy, you know, that desire, that need. Okay. Again, I feel like the $4 million cushion is the lowest that we ought to be at, and I realize that we'll have another hard year next year if incomes don't come up, and I don't think we can. I think we need to look at, somebody's mentioned today about equipment, and if we've got equipment that's just sitting around, if we can get a good price for it, maybe we need to sell it. I mean, at one time we had 5 or 6 road graders and we weren't using them, and just things like that, we didn't really have a need, so it didn't bother us. We need to start looking at a lot of those things and start working it down.
With the budget that's proposed right now, other than including the chip seal program, if that money goes back into it, there will be no additional funding for anything else, like road widenings, creating turnarounds, special projects. I mean, the numbers we're looking at is a bare bones minimum budget to keep operational and functional, but it does not allow for anything additional other than ditch cleaning, mowing, snow removal, and a chip seal program. So all of these things that we've done in the past, which have cost us millions of dollars, and we did realize a benefit from those things, we don't have the option to do any of those types of things at this point in time. I gave you a partial list yesterday. The types of things I'm talking about are Dean Road, Sam Day Road, which is a safety concern from the school districts, Buchanan Road, Forsyth Taneyville Road, Pro Tem Cedar Creek, Casey Road, the $50,000 per township, which I believe we've nixed from the budget already. Roads taken in the last 2 years have been 11.2 miles. Initial expenditure is $362,000 or $32,321 per mile. Boys Camp Road was a big project. Following the sewer projects were big projects for us. Country Club, Acacia Club, Carter Road, 76 and VB, Nature Trail, Fox Creek Bridge. Those types of things, just we will not have the luxury of having the finances to do those types of things. Strictly maintenance. And it will be very, very difficult. Every week, I'll probably be watching my budget, and there'll be a lot of no's. There were a lot of no's this year to the mechanics, the wants, the wishes, and desires for a new computer to do some engine analysis on some of the new high-tech equipment that we're getting, that we have. Replacement schedule equipment, we don't really have a replacement schedule, but every type of heavy equipment has its associated lifespan depending on how it's used and the conditions that it's used in. And with the budget that we're looking at, we don't even have the luxury of setting aside money for equipment replacement anytime in the near future. So this is a bare bones minimum budget, and it will be difficult to operate just a maintenance activity at this budget.
And it's still $850,000 more than what we can afford. So that in itself, as soon as the correction, now that's what we're shooting for, but as soon as the correction is made as far as hopefully the financial situation of the county or the country, the state, whatever, the county's what we count on, and as soon as those dollars return to a normal status, those things can start be figuring back into the budget. I just am one that, I've said it from the word go, I feel very uncomfortable in deficit spending for a period of time. And we've done it for a period of time, and somewhere you have to cut off the bleeding. And that's where I'm at.
Chuck, I don't think you got a second on your motion.
Nope.
I'm going to go back to the discussion here of cutting salaries by $350,000. Salaries line item is what I'm going to suggest. I did over here in section 250, but basically going from, what is it, 256 is what the number was? Mm.
2526.
Mm-hmm. To 2170, which is $350,000 reduction in salaries. Okay? And I'm not necessarily saying laying anybody off. I'm saying you're going to have to cut hours. I mean, if you have to go to some people at 35-hour work weeks or 32-hour work weeks, or we close a East barn down one Friday and the West barn down the next Friday, or whatever it takes. But so I'm going to, as hard as it is, I'm going to move that we adopt this budget as we've got it in yellow, which is all the cuts we've done this morning, with the addition of 350,000 additional cuts in salary line item. And then Frank is to come back with us in a couple weeks of how he's going to do that, if it's through personnel, if it's through changing work hours, if it's, you know, how he's going to manage that. So that's my motion.
Or would you leave that open, though, if there is some other place that he can find to cut?
I'm if he can about document, cut into, I mean, line item wise?
Yes, document where he cuts into some line item. Yep. We've looked through everything, as far as I'm concerned. We've been over it three times with three different cuts. But if he could find a $25,000, $50,000, leave that motion open to a $350,000 cut.
Out of the salaries, unless he can find it in line item somewhere else.
And I'll second the motion.
And I'm going to forward this to you, Rick, because this is what we're working off of, which it should match up with yours just fine. But
I'll figure out why. It matches up every place but in that one group, and I'll figure out what I've got.
I know it's unpopular. I mean, we're still negative cash flowing by $500,000, but I'm blaming that on the economy, and the trust fund is kind of a capital improvements rainy day fund, and it's raining. So, but it gets us closer to break-even cash flow. I mean, it still doesn't put any money back into the trust fund, which is ultimately where we want to get to.
Sooner or later, we have to.
Yeah, I mean, we're just depleting right now, so this gets a step closer.
Ready to vote?
Yep.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. I'd like to suggest next week you all said 2 weeks for Frank to come up with ideas, but I'd like us to sit down with Frank next week, like maybe Wednesday or Thursday or something like
that's
that.
That's fine. The work session.
And start putting some action to some of these ideas, whether it's a telephone or a truck or blah, blah.
I think it has to be immediately. Yes.
Okay. Jim, did you want to bring up your other one?
I'm tired.
Pretty wore out.
I'm pretty wore out.
It is draining a little bit. Take a break?
Let's take a break for just a second here.
We'll take a couple minute break.